of the last straws, if you will, for the president when it came to Bannon. Did you get the sense at the time that what Bannon was telling you could bring him down?
Well, I got the sense of somebody who was very full of himself, who was very reckless. First of all, reckless in thinking that he could call an editor of a well-known liberal publication and talk almost as if we were having a private strategy conversation, not bother to even say whether this was off the record, and somehow think that this would play to his advantage. The other thing that's really bizarre, I mean, Maggie broke the story that there had been a resignation letter 2 weeks ago, and here Bannon is talking with me, inviting me to the White House after Labor Day, and talking as if he's still going to be in charge of trade policy. Both things can't be true. And I certainly trust Maggie's reporting on this. So you wonder if Bannon is giving this kind of a last hurrah, pretending that he's still going to be there, knowing that he's going to be out, or if he knows that he's going down in flames, and what the hell, he might as well say what he thinks. And I think this kind of hubris, this kind of grandiosity, may not serve Bannon well as he tries to jam the president in his reinstated role as chairman of Breitbart, because you can't really have it both ways. He can either continue to be the president's confidant, where the president, you know, calls him at 2 o'clock in the morning and talks strategy about how far to go with neo-Nazis and nationalist extremists, and Breitbart Bannon isn't in, but he's still Trump's confidant. Or you can have Bannon at Breitbart kicking the president in the shins. It's kind of hard to imagine that he can do both things. And I think the single thing that annoyed Trump more than anything else is being upstaged by staff. We saw this with Scaramucci. There's room for only one Trump at the White House. It's one thing for Bannon to advise Trump. It's another thing for Bannon to think that he is Trump, to have the same kind of grandiosity that his boss has. So Bannon, trying to have it both ways, I think is playing a very risky role here.